Wanted to hear that again, so I'm playing it again. Welcome, he is risen. You guys respond on the chat, he is risen indeed. He is risen indeed. At the end of today's video, I'm going to play you a video of people saying he is risen in every language, just like her song says, you know, from every nation and tribe, from every people and tongue. He has made us a priest to God to reign with the sun. She's on it. Thank you, CC Winans. I just love it. We are going to rule and reign with him. We are seeing that day. We're finally here in the timeline of history. Welcome, everybody. I'm Melissa Redpill. We're going to look at all kinds of great things today about more winning and just enjoy, enjoy the show, enjoy what is happening to, you know, expose this evil, to break these seals. The whole point of breaking the seal is to unseal the truth, unsealing the truth. That's what it is. We just didn't know the truth, and now we do. There's no putting that genie back in the bottle at all. Welcome, Patriots. I'm glad you are here. Merry Easter. Happy Easter. So let's jump in here. Here is our wonderful president wishing everyone, actually, this is the different one. This is President Trump wishing everyone a happy Easter. Check this out. It's really powerful for him to say this. Can you imagine Biden saying this? No. They made this a trans day. Remember that? Remember that? And you know, imagine Biden, Obama saying this. No, that's not going to happen. From President Trump, it is really, really powerful for the entire world for him to show that this is truth, that the Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead. He conquered the grave. No one else has done that ever. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Check this out.
Celebrate his glorious resurrection and on Easter Sunday, we celebrate his glorious resurrection and proclaim, as Christians have done for nearly 2,000 years, he is risen. Through the pain and sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, we saw God's boundless love and devotion to all humanity. And in that moment of his resurrection, history was forever changed with the promise of everlasting life. As we approach this joyous Easter Sunday, I want to wish Christians everywhere a happy and beautiful and blessed holiday. America is a nation of believers. We need God. We want God. And with his help, we will make our nation stronger, safer, greater, and more prosperous, and much more united than ever before. Thank you to everyone, and have a really happy Easter.
That's right. Oh, I love it. Preach, President Trump. Preach it. Isn't this great? Oh, my goodness. And actually, I just think that there's a resurrection happening. I really do feel that there are a lot of people, you know, all over the world who realize we're sick of the Antichrist. We're sick of it. We're over it. And we're not going to have the Antichrist. We're going to have the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to show you some of that here in just a little bit too. All right. So here is one of my favorite clips from this movie. I'm going to go ahead and share the clip over on the chat. Whoever's the moderator today, I don't know if Songbird is back. I don't think she is. Whoever's moderating today, please post this if you can over in the comment section. This is the video called Jesus Resurrection Appearances. I'll type that in while we're playing it. But this video right here shows all the different times he appeared to the disciples after he rose from the dead. He was around for 40 days until he ascended. So check this out. I love this part.
Evening, and the disciples were gathered together behind locked doors, because they were afraid of the Jewish authorities. Then Jesus came, stood among them.
Peace be with you.
After saying this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were filled with joy at seeing the Lord. Jesus said to them again,
Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you.
I love that whole clip, that whole video, so you can watch that whole thing. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but, you know, for him, you know, they had seen him, you know, at the Last Supper that we just celebrated, and here he had said, you know, you don't understand this now, but you will understand later. And now, you know, they had seen him arrested, and that was, for most of them, who they ran away, and they were not at the crucifixion. They had heard from John. John was there, you know, that he had died, and they were just heartsick. And of course, Peter thought he was lost forever because he had, you know, denied the Lord, and it was just, you know, just awful. And of course, you know, Judas couldn't even bear with what he had done. And so now to see him standing right there in the midst of them, he didn't come in the door. He just appeared in the midst of them. So he had this cool resurrection body, which, you know, it talks about Revelation 20 that some will receive. That's pretty, pretty cool. Anyway, so they got to see him with their own eyes that he was alive and well, but he had this the scar showing that, you know, what he had done for humanity. And so he didn't even waste time to say, okay, this is done. I've completed this mission. I paid for the sins of all humanity. I've risen. I've conquered the grave, and now it's time for, you know, I'm going to send you out. And then maybe it's on this clip. Hang on. There's a part where he breathes on them. I want you to see that.
Then he breathed on them.
Receive the Holy Spirit.
Wow. So that was before Pentecost. You know, today we're starting our first count. The day is the first fruit of the day of the first fruits celebration. Jesus is the first fruits. It says that we're going to be the first fruits along with the Lord Jesus when he appears, and which is what we're seeing because everyone has awakened. I mean, it's so many, you're the first ones to awaken. So cool. You're so blessed. Don't ever forget that. And so here he is breathing on them and says, receive the Holy Spirit. I want you to receive that today. Receive the Holy Spirit today. You are hearing from him. He is guiding you. He has seen you through this far. I just want you to receive that today. Receive the Holy Spirit as he breathed on them. Oh, isn't that beautiful? I love that. I'm so glad I didn't miss sharing with you that part. So yeah, this is a beautiful day and the whole world knows it. Even the French. Even the French? Are you kidding me? Look at the French people out to worship the Lord. Look at this. The France is returning to Christ. Now, they may not go to the church because it's so government controlled, but the government has lost control. So praise the Lord. Look at this. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that wonderful? What a day. What a day. And like I said, I'm going to show you at the end, people are saying he is risen in all these different languages. Yeah, so the Biden administration, what they did, that's not happening again. Check this out.
He had the audacity to make Trans Visibility Month a proclamation on the day of Easter. I can tell you here, under President Trump's leadership, there will never be a Trans Visibility Month. And on Easter, we will be celebrating one man, and that is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Amen. Thank you. Oh, we're back, baby. We are back. We are back. Thank you so much. We're not doing that. That whole, the Antichrist, we're over it. We're done. We're done with the Antichrist. We want everything Christ. We want Christ peace. We want Christ love. We want Christ family. We want Christ, where there's health, all these things, we want Christ to rule over all because we're sick of it. We're sick of it. If you're new here, this is my website, freedomforce.live. You look at the top of the screen, or if you're on the podcast listening, you can go to freedomforce.live. And so definitely, we're actually starting to really take off again on growing, which is really exciting because we've been pushed down so many times. I'll tell you this, for anyone who joins, warn them that they may remove you. I'm sure that has happened to many of you, that your account has, you know, has gotten removed, and then you had to come back and follow again. So definitely go and follow us over on all the channels, and definitely if you're able to share things over on X, there's a lot going on over there. I want to make sure that whenever I share things, I'm trying to put the ability for you guys to retweet that. I'm trying to get that done. Help me, Lord, to get that done so you guys can help to share that. So people are looking for truth. And so that's our job as the Freedom Force Battalion, freedomforce.live. And if you want to see a lot of our over 1,000 videos, and the great thing is I'm so thankful that actually if you go back, even look at the videos that I posted back in 2018, I've pretty much been saying the same thing since back in 2018, you know, and that this is the great day that we've been waiting for. So I'm very, very thankful that the Lord helped me to piece this together way, way, way long ago. But we have biblical astronomy. We have the lost tribes of Israel. We have all kinds of great things over there for you for free. Definitely check into the audiobooks. If you haven't seen that, this is if you scroll down on the very first page, you'll see the sign of the Son of Man, which was the kickoff to this. You'll see the books that I've written, and then the audiobooks are here so you can listen to that. All right, so let's get started on some of the other things. Don't forget to hit the like button, everybody. Hit the like right now. Give me the like. Then make sure you're subscribed, your bell is rung, and that you always share. Thank you for that. Okay, so this is something that President Trump just posted yesterday because I think the commemoration of, I want to say it's the 18th. Yeah, the 18th is the Battle of of Lexington, which was the famous, you know, one if by land, two if by sea, you know, I on the opposite shore will be, you know, ready to cry and sound the alarm to every Middlesex village and farm, right? This is our famous people back, our ancestors who said, we're not going to have the British rule over us, and whatever we have to do, we're going to be free, and we're made of the same metal, aren't we? We are the same as they are. We are the blessed of the Lord to fight against them. So President Trump posted this. Check it out.
Children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere. On the 18th of April in 75, hardly a man is now alive. He said to his friend, if the British march by land or sea from the town tonight, hang a lantern aloft in the belfry arch of the North Church Tower as a signal light. One if by land and two if by sea, and I on the opposite shore will be. So through the night rode Paul Revere, and so through the night went his cry of alarm to every Middlesex village and farm, a cry of defiance and not to fear. A voice in the darkness, a knock at the door, and a word that shall echo forevermore. For born on the night wind of the past, through all our history to the last, in the hour of darkness, in peril and need, the people will waken and listen to hear the horrifying hoofbeats of that sea and the midnight message of Paul Revere.
All right, so what is going on? You know, he's celebrating this, and, you know, Bannon's been talking a lot about it, so, you know, wherever we are, I just feel like we're in a very interesting spot right now because the Supreme Court has shown that they don't want President Trump. They're not going to allow him to remove any more of these people. So it just makes you wonder, okay, what is going to be the next step? We're going to talk about that here in just a second. Okay, so if you've never been to Boston, I really encourage you to go, and you can actually follow the steps, and you can actually be right where that first shot was fired, the shot that was heard around the world. You can actually, you know, be right there, and you can see the North Church and where the you know, it's got a really tall steeple, so you could see the light from a long, long way away, whether it's one light or two. So here was what President Trump posted, and very interesting, these wonderful Anons found this, and it said it's got the name of the file in the 17 drops with the two lanterns right here. Let me see if I got a better picture for you of that. No, that's the best picture I have up for you. Okay, let me make it a little tiny bit bigger. There we go. So there it is. This, if you can see that, it's highlighted in yellow, bordered in yellow. The name of that file is _.jpg. Who names a file _? You normally name it like you know, lanterns. But in this case, it was named underscore JPG on post 3787. Anyway, April 18th, 2020. This was way into, this is, you know, the almost the 4,000th post. This was not early on. And so that is, of course, the day of the Battle of Lexington and Concord, which President Trump just posted as an executive action, presidential memo or whatever, calling it the 250th anniversary of the Battles of Lexington and Concord. And this is what he said: "In witness thereof, I have hereunto set my hand this 17th day of April in the year of our Lord 2025, and of the independence of the United States of America, the 249th. Okay, here it's, you know, of course, it's talking about this is the anniversary of this amazing event, the 250th anniversary. But notice there's no space between this and 17th. And so they were remarking that, you know, that we need basically an underscore is a space. And so there needed to be a space. That's just not typical. You know, we've always heard misspellings matter. You know, that this is all very important. So very interesting that he would post this. It's just a nod to us that we've been in this battle for all this time. We know that this is a military operation that's going on. And I guess what my point is that we realize that the Supreme Court is not going to rescue us, that the military is the only way, which we've already, you know, heard about that. And so many things are now being put in place. We first have to get rid of these MS-13 and all that. We're going to talk about that too. But, you know, we have to get rid of the real, you know, hardened crazy criminals, get them out of here, get the ISIS out of wherever they are, and then we can do the military operation to remove the criminals at the top, basically the white collar criminals. Okay, this is why they're fighting so hard. You guys know that they're fighting so hard because the MS-13 are their protection. That's why they're fighting so hard. This is why that guy, you know, won't do anything to help the American people who are in duress, but he'll go down and have this, you know, Van Hollen will go down to El Salvador to try to free this MS-13, which is absolutely outrageous. Anyone can see that's just ridiculous. All right, so I want you to see that. A space is usually indicated by an underscore. Today's Delta is an image of two lanterns referring to one if by land, two if by sea, and Paul Revere's ride on April 18th, 1775. Well, that image is the Q drops is underscore JPG. All right, so then the other thing I wanted you guys to see is it talks about here, Patriots Day. Patriots Day is actually April 19th, Saturday. On that day, it was Saturday, April 19th. I think it might be the 21st. I think it's the third Monday of April. So anyway, so that's very interesting too. So this is a, you know, big day because we're celebrating. It's a commemoration of our ancestors who fought to set us free from the British and basically the crown, basically the New World Order back in the day. And also here it talks about the shot heard round the world. So, you know, of course, we think about, you know, when President Trump was shot, that was everyone heard about that. Everyone knew about that. And they realized that there are people who are out to stop him. But the real shot, in my opinion, the real shot that will be heard around the world is when these people are arrested. I mean, that is going to be it's so big, it's hard to even, we can't even fathom how big that is. So, yeah, get ready. All right, so did you guys see this? I'm so proud of MJ, who was on our show just the other day. He had found that this guy, Garcia, on his hand has this strange tattoo. Now, you can't just go and get this tattoo. I mean, I guess you could, but it probably, I don't know what would happen to you. But in order to have the real MS-13 tattoo, not to say that you would want to, but if the ones who have the real MS-13 tattoo have had to do something very evil to get this. Okay, and I'm going to show you, I'm going to break it down for you just in case you haven't seen it. So here it's, and President Trump actually retruthed it. Congratulations to MJ, because President Trump retruthed what he had found, this tattoo on his hand. I'm going to show you that too. Marijuana leaf is the M. the smiley face on the index finger, the middle finger, is an S. A cross is on the ring finger is a 1, and the skull disguised as a 3 is a 3, MS-13. That's what their symbolism. The symbolism will be their downfall. They always have to have these tattoos, and it shows that they are evil. This is who they are, and the only way they can get these things. Let me see if I've got that. The Marva skull tattoo is thought to be earned, similar to the Aryan Brotherhood's lightning bolts, requiring significant criminal acts like murder to justify a prominent place like the finger. There you go. So this is not, you just can't get this unless you've done something very evil. All right, so President Trump posted, let's see if I can get this one to come up. Oh no, it disappeared. Let me go see if I can find it. Let me see if I can find it on his, he had just posted this. I had it pulled up, but then it, okay, here we go. I found it. Okay, this is the hand of the man that the Democrats feel should be brought back to the United States because he's such a fine and innocent person. They said he's not a member of MS-13, even though he's got an MS-13 tattoo on his knuckles. And two highly respected courts found that he was a member of MS-13, beat his wife, and etc. I was elected to take bad people out of the U.S., among other things. I must be allowed to do my job, make America great again. So I'm going to make this a little bit bigger so you can see what President Trump is showing everyone. He's showing them the MS-13 that I just showed you on this guy's hand. Can you imagine having this tattooed on your hands? I'm not big on tattoos, but that one is really gruesome, and they just think that's so funny. Well, they thought it was funny because they never thought they would be held to an account for their crimes. They thought, hey, we are in league with the people at the top, and nothing's going to ever happen to us. Now, just before I came on, they were talking on the news about him being stopped in Tennessee with 8 people in the car, and the person who's the police officer who stopped Garcia thought for sure that they were doing some kind of trafficking. You've got 8 people in the vehicle, and there's no luggage. This is clearly something's fishy. And he didn't have an ID. It was a temporary ID, I think, from Maryland or something. And it was not even, a valid ID. I think it was expired. Either way, the FBI literally called up and said, nope, release him. What is that? What is that about? How in the world, patriots do little of nothing and we get in major trouble. How is it that this guy was let go with having 8 people in the vehicle, and the literal FBI got involved? What is that? Something very, very, very fishy is going on. So President Trump, I don't think he posted about that, but that's been all over, the social media and the news. So I want you to see that. And President Trump also posted, I don't know if I have that post also, but he says if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, maybe it's a duck. Let me see if I can find that one. I want you to see that one too, if I can find it super quick. But yeah, so this is no doubt, President Trump knows, and everybody knows, that this person is, MS-13. Let me see if I can find that one. It's not as easy to find things. Okay, it's a little different. Okay, quacks like a duck. Is that what he said? Maybe somebody can put it in the chat for me. Quacks like a duck. Let me see if I can see that, if he found that one, where he posted that. I'm not finding it. Anyway, all right. So I don't think it's going to be just jump right up for me. Let's see if it's going to be right here. Oh, yeah. And then this morning, President Trump is busy wishing all the left lunatics and the auto pen real president under Biden, an affectionate Easter. Happy Easter. I thought that was funny. He's trolling really even on Easter Sunday. All right. So if anybody has that link, pop it in the chat, because he did say, this clearly is an MS-13 gang member, because if it quacks like a duck, walks like a duck, it's clearly MS-13. All right. So thank you, President Trump, for always. I'm so thankful that he shouts out the truth. He is the trumpet of truth. No doubt about it. All right, so the next thing is SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States of America, has betrayed the Constitution. They voted 7-2 to block the deportation of dangerous illegals under the Alien Enemies Act. This just happened. This just happened. Only two reliable constitutional conservatives, Thomas and Alito, dissented out of all nine justices. We're talking Gorsuch. We're talking Kavanaugh. We're talking and Amy Coney Barrett all voted to block President Trump from deporting these dangerous illegals under the Alien Enemies Act. Now, it's just, I don't even know. I have some theories, which I don't know, whenever some people do something that is completely outrageous like that, and especially when it's these three, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett, whom President Trump, you know, nominated and fought for to get them in there, and then they are trying to block him, what does that tell you? Are they, you know, doing this as part of the show? It's just shocking. It's just shocking to me. And so because we know that it's not going to happen under the criminal court system. It's not. We're not going to, this is bigger than that. We have to have the military come in and remove the criminals, including the white collar criminals, the top of the food chain, New World Order people. So just enjoy the show. Just know that President Trump and the white hats are in control. And just we'll watch and see how it all happens. All right. So if anybody has any thoughts on that, let me know. Yeah. All right. So I want you to see that with a weak majority protects the Venezuelan gang members who are a foreign terrorist group within the U.S. So if we can't do it this way, if we can't do it under the, if he can't remove and deport these criminals under the Alien Enemies Act, then he's going to have to call in the military. Military is the only way. All right. Watch and see. All right, so now he's also has a, of course, I think you've seen that they're doing everything, all these injunctions to stop anything that President Trump does. They're just like, we've got to stop him. It doesn't matter what he does. We're just to fight against and resist everything he does. He's also has a case going up before the Supreme Court. This will be interesting to see what happens about birthright citizenship. And we'll talk about it in a second, but I want you to hear what President Trump has to say about it.
A short time ago, the Supreme Court agreed to hear oral arguments in the case about ending birthright citizenship. How confident are you that the court will rule in your favor and allow that order to end birthright citizenship to go forward?
Well, you're just telling me that for the first time. I am so happy. I think the case has been so misunderstood. That case, birthright citizenship, is about slavery. If you look at the details of it, the signings of it, everything else, that case is all about slavery. And if you view it from that standpoint, people understand it. But for some reason, lawyers don't talk about it. The news doesn't talk about it. That's not about tourists coming in and touching a piece of sand and all of a sudden they're a citizen. You know, they're a citizen. That is all about slavery. And even look at the dates on which it was signed. It was right at that era, right after the Civil War. And if you look at it that way, the case is an easy case to win. And I hope the lawyers talk about birthright, citizenship, and slavery, because that's what it was all about. And it was a very positive, it was meant to be positive. And they use it now instead, not for slavery, they use it for people that come into our country and they walk in and all of a sudden they become citizens and they pay a lot of money to different cartels and others. It's all about slavery, and if you look at it that way, we should win that case.
All right. Okay, so I want you to see that is coming up. This whole birthright citizenship decision. And I'm just warning you now, I would not be surprised if the Supreme Court rules against him again. And again, that would be another major point that would require that we have the military step in. Okay, because that is clearly against our Constitution, which this other case was too. But the point is, you know, it's basically saying that they've proven at the highest court in the land that we do not have sovereignty and that we have to have the military to come in to restore our sovereignty. That's what's, you know, this whole military operation is about, is to remove the control of our country from this rogue cabal and replace it with the people who elect, you know, duly elected leaders. All right. So it was on the news today, and I was going to try to say it, but I think I've just posted it on social media so you can go and watch it. But he was the man who was talking about it, I think it was Mike Davis who was talking about it. He says that the phrasing of this amendment is very interesting, and you have to really, really dig down into what the framers intended when they put in this amendment after the Civil War. And it talks about that they were under a certain jurisdiction. So what does that mean? How is a person under a certain jurisdiction? Just because they step foot into America, put their foot on this soil, that they're now under this jurisdiction? And they're arguing that that's not what the case is. The case is, they believe that if their parent is a U.S. citizen, that's the issue. That puts that baby, that child, under that jurisdiction, because they're the child of a U.S. citizen, okay? And not just because they're stepping foot onto U.S. soil, because then it's just tourism. You can become a citizen just because of you just came into this country, okay? And that's the way it has been done, and that it was not the original intent. He's clearly talking about that here, President Trump is, that this was intended for those who had been brought over to our country and had been here for many years under the slavery, and that they deserve to be made birth citizens by birth. Okay, so it's about, even though their parents maybe were not necessarily citizens, but they had been brought over here. So we'll have to wait and see, but we already know. No, even this, more than likely, is not going to be resolved by the courts, and I'm just preparing you now that it's going to be a case that is going to just again enforce the necessity of bringing in the military to restore our republic to a sovereign republic under the people. All right, so got that? Does that make sense, everybody? All right, so now we keep going, and now the next thing is peace for Easter. Thank you, President Putin. He announced that there's an Easter truce in Ukraine, and it says to last until Monday. So we'll see, you know, if what happens after that. So, you know, I would love it. Of course, we would all love it if this was the end of it. So, and actually, just before I came on, and I don't think I posted this one, I'll try to grab that one. Interestingly, Zelensky came out, and he was wearing a different shirt for the first time we've ever never seen him wearing a different shirt. And he was talking also about peace on Easter. They will have peace on Easter, but it didn't seem like it was for this Easter. But anyway, let's just see what Putin has to say. Today on Easter, congratulate the primary military personnel who profess Christianity, Orthodoxy, and fight for Russia. On this bright holiday, I congratulate everyone in our country and around the world who celebrate the coming day and honors and respects it for humanitarian reasons. Today, from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m., from Sunday to Monday, the Russian side announces Easter truces. I order you to stop all hostilities during this period. We believe that the Ukrainian side will follow our example. At the same time, our troops must be ready to repel possible ceasefire by the enemy and provocations, as well as any of its aggressive actions. I think I read that wrong. Anyway, any provocations. We know that the Kiev regime has violated agreements to attack energy infrastructure more than 100 times, as you reported to me. Therefore, I ask you to be extremely careful and focused and to be ready for an immediate response in full. Our decision on the Easter truce will show how sincere is the readiness of the Kiev regime and its willingness and ability to comply with the agreements and participate in the process of peace negotiations aimed at the root cause of the Ukrainian crisis. All right, there you go. All right, so I want you to see that, and also, so we'll see, you know, what happens on that, which would be absolutely wonderful if we could, if this could be finished. We'll just have to, you know, hold our breath and see. Okay, so this one was the one I had seen Zelensky. Let me see if I can find that clip. Let me see if I can find it super quick. So many things to show you guys always. I don't see that one, but basically he was kind of saying the same thing, but it didn't. He was saying we're looking forward to the day when there will be peace and in a future Easter. So we will see it. Based upon Zelensky, he's clearly controlled by the New World Order, so you know that you can't trust anything he says. Anyway, all right, but this would be great. All right, so I want you to see also. Okay, this is Ezra Cohen Watnick. Let me see if I can grab this clip right here. Ezra Cohen Watnick supposedly is being considered as the deputy director of the NSA. So we're going to see what exactly happens on this. And there's some interesting scuttlebutt both ways, but I wanted you to see what was told to us from the board long ago. Here is the post right here. Let's see, this is post 2462 on November 9th, 2018. So really, you know, with just a year into it, it says here, I'm not going to read the whole post, but it says, what is the role of the chief of staff? Shadow players are the deadliest. Shadow players are the deadliest. What is the advantage of having a temporary acting in a leadership position? The appointment itself on July 21st triggered a shakeup at the Trump White House. Chief of State of Staff Reince Priebus and spokesman Sean Spicer both left their posts over his hiring. Okay, so let's see. This is about Huber being hired. Laser designators lock on targets. Who was assigned directly to Sessions by POTUS? Mandate charged to Ezra Cohen Watnick of the Defense Intelligence Agency. National Security Advisor to Sessions, Counterintelligence and Counterterrorism. Who briefed Nunez on classified intel regarding Hussein's spy campaign versus POTUS? All right, so this is one of the posts talking about Ezra Cohen Watnick, and also post 2057 talks about Ezra Cohen Watnick. All right, so I'm not saying that I know exactly what's going on, but I just wanted you to see this, and interesting that he, I don't want to play this little clip of him, but I want you to see what a lot of people are saying. He did say when ALX is not crazy about him. I'll just put it that way. He's saying he's been considered for the deputy director of the NSA. Cohen says President Trump threw him and America under the bus and was responsible for January 6th. He said Trump caused a lot of damage to the fabric of this country. So there's that. And so, you know, that does not sound at all like what a patriot would say. But as I just read, it says that some of these who are in here by stealth are the deadliest. Shadow players are the deadliest. Stealth. So the question that I don't know that anyone can answer is, you know, is Ezra Cohen Watnick a good guy or a bad guy? Is he a white hat or a dark hat? And I don't know that anyone can necessarily tell us right now one way or the other. It is interesting that this is the SES flag, which is the Senior Executive Services flag, and that's what is right behind him in this photo. So he has worked for the Senior Executive Services. All right, so that's been his, you know, but he's been on the inside. So does that mean he's, you know, white hat or dark hat? I mean, I can't tell you one way or the other. Let's see. Different patriots seem like they're not crazy about him. Jack Straw is not a fan. And Praying Medicus doesn't appear to be a fan. It says, when you're loyal to the regime, you're rewarded with a fat paycheck in the private sector. Okay, he says that this, anyway, so we'll see. We will see. It's a lot of different interesting things. You might want to look into it. But here is what he said long ago, which I think everyone agreed with. Check this out.
We follow the vision of President John F. Kennedy, who predicted the rise of special operations nearly 60 years ago. He foresaw, quote, another type of war, new in its intensity, ancient in its origin, that would require a whole new kind of strategy, a wholly different kind of force, forces which are too unconventional to be called conventional forces, which are growing in number and importance and significance. President Kennedy gave these remarks at the opening of the nuclear age, when the Pentagon was primarily organized to plan and direct large conventional operations against superpowers, not special operations short of overt declared conflict. The global demands for special operations forces then and now has confirmed President Kennedy's foresight. And now, under the leadership of President Trump, we are fully realizing President Kennedy's prescient view of special operations forces.
All right. All right. So still, you know, it's very interesting that President Trump, it appears, is considering him for this position as the NSA director. All right. I'm just going to say this, as I always do. I trust President Trump. I just trust him. I trust the plan. And so, obviously Ezra Gowan Watnick was talking right there in that clip about the special operations, which we know that we're having this special operations that JFK talked about years ago, but he really didn't understand, how we would use it in this day. But clearly there's a special operation going on in order to set us free, because we know we can't count on the justice system. We cannot count on the election system. This is something that has to be done, from the inside, and he's definitely an insider. So we will watch and see. All right. Did you also see this? I just wanted you to make sure you saw this clip. I have posted this yesterday. So if you haven't seen it, go back and just search the word contraceptive. I don't use that term very, very often. But this is where the USAID has funded every major contraceptive technology on the market. Even beginning in the 1970s, the USAID population program exploded with funding. And so then later on, they changed their name to they changed it to family planning. That's how they couch it. And this is not about contraceptives or whatever, population control. This is about family planning, right? Okay. So here's this very interesting thing that I want you to hear. It's in like a 9-minute clip. It says that Ravenholt's early experiments involved creating life in rabbits without fertilization. He's like this mad scientist, and he can go in and he would take the cell, and he figured out a way to split it so that it would basically make a clone. And that's what they've been funding, this cloning. This is like Brave New World, mad scientist craziness, okay? All right, and then the USAID helped bankroll nearly every major contraceptive on the market, IUDs, pills, injectables, condoms, everything to get on the market to basically stop us from having babies. And then I just shared yesterday, and even actually this morning I shared a clip about SIDS and how people are waking up and realizing that when they gave their child a vaccine and then they were dead 2 weeks later, this was what the SIDS, the vaccines were doing. That's what SIDS is all about, and it's dawning on them now. They're like, but I just took the baby to the doctor, because they're trying to do what is best for their child. It's heartbreaking. It's absolutely heartbreaking. We've been through so much under these people, and it was all funded by our tax dollars, okay? And when population control became politically toxic, USAID didn't stop. They just rebranded it, and it became the Family Planning Office. All right, I want you to see that. All right, let me see if there's what else. Okay, Dr. Oz was just installed, and he is coming out with guns blazing. He says, as the new head of CMS, he dropped the most aggressive plan we've ever seen to fix Medicaid and Medicare. You won't believe what your tax dollars have been funding. So I'm really thankful to have him in this position, because it appears that he is working hard to save this insurance. And he's saying the insurance is has been paying for chronic disease, and it's becoming insolvent. It is insolvent. Our entire budget is insolvent, basically. We're in debt up to our eyeballs. But the point is, he says it's our civic duty to protect our health, because we cannot continue to pay. This is bankrupting our country. So it's our civic duty to take care of ourselves. This is why I really encourage you guys to go to my health page and learn about all kinds of different ways that you can protect yourself from the onslaught of these people. We detox every day. Make sure that you're, I've got various detoxes over there, some of them for to remove the heavy metals and the nanoparticles level. Let me see if I can find that one right here on the health page. I have on Melly's health links. It's just freedomforce.live/health. Ways that you can help your brain to hold off the effects of potentially Alzheimer's, all kinds of ways that you can stop the parasites, all the ways that you can stop all the inflammation. This is the true health remedies all over here that I have found over the years. And I just combine them over here on freedomforce.live/health, how you can detox your home, how you can make sure that avoid the gallstones. You don't have to have gallbladder surgery. You can remove the gallstones naturally, how you can have these natural antibiotics with the silver solution. You know, instead of using theirs to kill off your good bacteria. So do your research over here. It's really wonderful that all this is over the counter. These are things that you do not need a prescription for. They do not have all these horrendous side effects. I mean, and this is what we're experiencing with our wonderful RFK and Dr. Oz being in there. This is exactly what they're talking about. All these ones that I talk about on my health page are from that same medical group, the ones who bucked the system. And they're not playing with this AMA protocol. So be very careful. Pray. Ask the Lord to guide you on what to do for your health. And I just believe, as the Lord promised in His Word, not only in Isaiah 65 that we'll live as long as trees, but it also says in Jasher that we will return to the old ways and our lives will begin to extend until they reach 1,000 years. And this happens by us taking action to protect our health. Eat organic food, cleanse your water. I have that on there too on the health page. Just everything you can do to protect your health. And what was the other thing I was going to? Oh, don't forget to go to the green smoothie page. Try it, and just see if you'll start to see that your skin will get better, your energy will get better, your stamina will get better, your clarity of mind will get better. And also, I love this Rev 7. If you haven't tried this, there's three, you can get three free drinks with the Rev 7 over on mypillow.com. Check it out. You will love it. Just love it. This we're returning to the old ways where we have true health, and it's just really, really exciting. And they're caffeine free. They're not your regular energy drinks. These are health drinks that really help you to think clearly. And I'm telling you, they're doing everything in the world to keep us from where we can think. That's where not only do they want to kill us off, they want us to where we can't think our way out of a paper bag. All right, Mr. Wonderful and I went to this movie, The Chosen series, The Last Supper. We just went to that, and I'm just telling you now, it's 3 hours. Be prepared. But the great news, let me see real quick. Let's write this down real quick. If you can share that over on the social comments, I would appreciate it. And I'm going to share this one too. This is playing at the theaters, and we could hardly find a parking spot. There were three of the Chosen movies at the theater, and there was one of the animated movie, King of Kings. So I just really encourage you to go and watch these movies and let them know. You show movies that are wholesome for the family and that are about the Lord Jesus, we will pay. We will go and see these movies. I just loved it. I loved it. In the past, you know, I've gone to see different movies and like some of Patriot movies. And we have, you know, like my family and I were the only ones sitting in the theater. This one, we had to go and get seats. And it was like there were only like a few seats left just all around. We only found like one section where it was two seats that we could sit in together, which was awesome. All right, I want you to see that this is, and there's episode 1, episode 2, and episode 3. So we actually, when I went on the website, it said that episode 1 and 2 were not playing, but that's not the case. When I got there, they were playing. So I was really surprised. So don't trust the website because, you know, we know how bots do. They'll go in and they'll remove this from the website. So, you know, 1, 2, they'll say they're not showing or whatever. Go to the actual theater itself and see if these are showing, because all three of them were showing, even though it said only one was. All right. But again, it is like the first two are like 2 hours long. The episode 3 is 3 hours long, and it takes you to Judas's kiss. That's as far as it takes you. in this one. So it was really, really good. And so I'm pulling a Kramer where I'm taking the video in the thing because one of our patriots, Patriot Laura, told me there's something so cool. Okay, so I will, of course, this movie is going to be very intense. Other parts of the Chosen series are not as intense because it's times when they're seeing people being healed of various maladies. You've got the feeding of the 5,000. All these are really fun. But of course, when we get to this part, it's going to be very intense. So this section is about when our Lord Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he is in excruciating pain of agony, sweating drops of blood, understanding what he was about to experience. And not only, you know, was he going to suffer the crucifixion, but he was going to bear the sins of all of humanity. He was going to take the punishment that we deserved. The Father was going to have to turn his back on him. And he knew that that was what was coming, and it was going to, he knew it would break his heart. He knew that is exactly what happened. I'm going to show you a video here in a little bit about what exactly happened to our Lord Jesus on the cross. So he knew that that was what was coming. He knew that was what was going to happen. And there was no other way. He prayed, you know, Father, if there's some other way, let this cup pass. But there was no other way. There was no other one who could do this. As that song at the beginning said, there's no one else who can bear the sins of humanity. No one else can conquer the grave. No one else can break open these seals and expose all this truth. No one else except our Lord Jesus. All right, so he's praying, and all of a sudden he gets up and he sees something on the side, and he walks over. And Patriot Laura told me about this, so I was ready for it. So I got this clip, Laura. Check it out. So that clip right there was what, you know, I know, hopefully you could hear it. This is the Valley of Dead Dry Bones that Ezekiel had told us about in Ezekiel 36, I think it is. And look at that. Just decimated. That's been humanity. We were as good as dead because we were dead, dry bones. There was nothing that could be done. We were under this the control of the New World Order, and they've been killing us off in a thousand different ways, right? And getting us so confused we couldn't even understand the truth about what was happening to us. And so only our Lord Jesus could, you know, and this is what he asked him, and I've told you about this many times, can they live? Can these bones live? Only you know, Lord. Lord only knows, in other words. And so he's saying, that's where that phrase came from. So he's saying, only Jesus could do this. Only he could raise humanity back to life. And if you remember in that passage that I've read to you many times, that the Lord, he told, they didn't show this in the movie, but they told him, go and breathe on these slain. And, I'm sorry, let me back up. That the Lord Jesus, the Lord, told Ezekiel to go and prophesy to the bones to hear the word of the Lord. Well, they're dead, dry bones. How can they hear the word of the Lord? Again, it's a miracle of the Lord that it would happen, but they did. The bones started to join together. The foot bone connected to the ankle bone and all that we've always heard that song. That's where that song came from. And then he says, there's still, no breath in them. They had sinew. They had, but they were just lying there. They couldn't do anything. And so then he says, okay, prophesy to them to breathe. And they did. They rose up, they began to breathe, and they began to be a mighty army. This is in Ezekiel 36. I have videos on it too, on freedomforce.live. But this is exactly what it was talking about when in Revelation 11:11, it says God breathed life into them and they stood up. That's Revelation 11:11. That is the awakening verse. And I just find it very beautiful that the chosen had Jesus see this picture, because he was, during his time in the garden, because he's recognizing that humanity is dead, dry bones, and only he could rescue us. Only he could save humanity from the demons, from these Satan worshipers. And that was his motivation to save us. He didn't have to, but he had to. He wanted to, and I thought this was really insightful for them to use this clip in this particular moment, because the Lord Jesus was realizing only he can rescue humanity. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that awesome? Yes. Prophesy to these dry bones. Thank you so much, Coach Ryder. That was the word. Anyway, this was in Ezekiel 36, so you can watch my videos or go there and read this whole thing. But yeah, isn't that awesome? I'd love it. All right. The other thing I want you to remind you of, and if you haven't seen this, go and watch this movie. I'm going to share it over in the chat right now, and if you guys can put it over in the comments, I would really appreciate it. This is the one, The Ark of the Covenant. And I tell the story of what exactly happened when our Lord Jesus died on the cross. And it's an amazing story. You must, if you haven't seen it, definitely go and watch it. This was actually I've been doing videos for about probably 6 months, and someone told me to look into this. And so I did. And this one, we had, 1,000 views on different videos. And like the one I did on Elijah and the prophets of Baal and cleaning, destroying the prophets of Baal. That one got like 30,000 because we had just gotten started. And this one got 500,000. I'm like, what happened? Because everybody was wanting to find out the truth about the Ark of the Covenant. So in a nutshell, Jeremiah had hidden before Nebuchadnezzar came and sacked Israel, Jerusalem, and hauled the people off into Babylon. Jeremiah hid the Ark of the Covenant, which is a giant golden box, which is it housed the Ten Commandments, and no one could touch this. No one could go into the Holy of Holies except the priest one time a year and splatter the blood on the Ark. He hid this underneath, in the catacombs, underneath the temple, down in the catacombs. He went down under the temple and he hid it somewhere. But for all these years, 3,000 years ago, no one has known where it was. And so Ron Wyatt felt that it was, he had a feeling that it was underneath the Golgotha, which is where our Lord Jesus was crucified, on that place of the skull. And so he went there and he found it. He found it. And just 20 feet up, just 20 feet up was where our Lord Jesus was crucified. And if you remember, there was a giant earthquake and it had caused a crack and in the rock, and the Lord Jesus, when the soldier came and pierced him on the side and the water and blood poured out, it went down that crack and went onto the Ark of the Covenant. That is the payment counter for sin. The Lord knew exactly what was going to happen. He knows the end from the beginning, and he had the payment for our sin put onto the mercy seat, the Ark of the Covenant, just like it was foretold by Daniel, that he will anoint the Most Holy. This is what our Lord Jesus is, what he did. His blood washed, anointed the Holy of Holies, the mercy seat, the Ark of the Covenant, right there. It's absolutely amazing. It tells the story about how exactly this happened. But yeah, that I just wanted to tell you in a nutshell. Our sins have been paid for. Everything, every T has been crossed, every I has been dotted, that we are forgiven. We always stand perfect and blameless before the Father because Jesus took our sin upon himself. He bore our punishment. He is the substitute for our sins, that we took his place of righteousness and he took our place of punishment. Thank you to our Lord Jesus forever and ever and ever. Yes. So definitely go and see that one. If you haven't watched that video yet, definitely go and watch that one. I think that's everything I wanted to show you guys. And then we're going to, we're going to pray and then we're going to go, I'm going to have you listen to all the ones saying, all the different, he is risen of all over. So I think that's it. I think that's everything. All right. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you and thank you that you are the King of the world, that nothing can stop what is coming because you are the one who has the right to open the seals and open the scroll. And you are the one who could set us free from our enemies. You alone are the ones, even when we were dead, dry bones, you were able to raise us up and resurrect us. We just praise you forever. The whole world will praise you forever because you alone were able to do this and set us free from our enemies. Thank you, Lord, that you have awakened us so that we'll be your great army, that we are the first fruits. We're the first ones to awaken and to fight in your great army. We just praise you that you've given us this great, great honor. This great honor and this great joy. Thank you for everyone on the Freedom Force Battalion. Again, I pray your blessings on them, your resurrection blessings, that they'll sense you breathing on them, that you are filling them with your spirit, and so that they can understand the truth and how they can take care of their families and take care of their health and expose the truth and be part of what you are doing. What an honor. What an honor. I thank you that you've provided for them and you've protected them and you've kept them safe this whole time. And you're going to bless us to see your kingdom come and your will be done. We feel like Ananias and what was her name? The lady. They're saying, we want to see. Oh, it was Anna. And anyway, we want to see your kingdom come. Don't let us go to heaven. We want to go to heaven one day, but we want to see your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We want to see this happening. And then we can go in peace, but we really want to see this happen. We want to see what we've been fighting for all this time come to fruition. We just love you and praise you and bless your name and recognize that you alone are the one who can do this. And we praise you forever and ever. And you are risen. You are risen. You are alive and you are running this whole battle and you are at the head of the column. You are leading us with a shout and we follow your orders and whatever you say, Lord, we're here to be your happy, willing servants. We praise pray all these things in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. All right, let me go ahead and play for you before we go. We're gonna play all the people saying Christ is risen in all the different languages. Check this out.
So, Christus ist auferstanden.
Mashiach hat kam.
Christus ist auferstanden.
Tau Christ ash eirihe.
Jesus 复活了.
Cristo resuscitó.
Cristo è risorto.
Christos anesti.
Christus surrexit.
Christus is opgestaan.
Al-Masiah kam.
Christe resuscite.
Christos voskres.
Ha-Mashiach kam.
Christu moshiku.
Christus mertvich stav.
Si Christo aina buhai.
Christus ta zmertvich.
Christos angel.
Christus fukatsu.
Christe adga.
Christos anviat.
Christos voskresi.
Christ is risen. May you have a blessed Pascha.
Amen. I love you guys. I'm so thankful. Every people and tribe, every language and tongue will bow to our Lord Jesus. Isn't that the truth? Amen. I'll be on the chat for a little bit and I'll talk to you there. Love you guys. And I'll talk to you later.